Service call. Thermostat blank or unresponsive. Field flow for a dead or blank thermostat. Split battery powered from system powered stats. Then trace the 24V back through the fuse, transformer, and safety switches to find why the stat lost power. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see, the thermostat screen is blank, frozen or rebooting. Sometimes the whole system is dead with it. Sometimes the equipment runs but the stat won't respond. A thermostat is either powered by its own batteries, by the system's 24 volts through the C wire, or both. So the first fork is how is this stat supposed to get power? And the second is what cut that power off. A blank stat is almost always a power problem, either at the stat itself or upstream in the 24-volt circuit. A very common modern version, a Wi-Fi thermostat with no C wire that keeps browning out because it's stealing power off the Y/W circuit and losing it. Walk it in order. Try batteries first. If it takes batteries, swap in fresh ones. Dead batteries on a battery-powered stat is the simplest, most common cause. If it comes alive, done. But note whether it also should have C-wire power. A hybrid stat shouldn't drain batteries fast. If it does, it's not getting 24 volts. Determine how it's powered. Battery only. 24 volts only needs C or hybrid. A Wi-Fi/smart stat almost always needs a solid C-wire for steady 24 volts. No C-wire on a power-hungry smart stat is a setup for exactly this complaint. Check for 24 volts at the stat. Pull the stat off its base and meter across R and C at the subbase. 24 to 28 VAC present to the stat itself is bad or needs power/batteries. No 24 volts to the problem is upstream. Go to the equipment. At the air handler/furnace, check the low voltage fuse. A blown 3A/5A board fuse kills 24 volts to everything including the stat. Blown fuse equals a short somewhere on the low voltage wiring, often a rub through thermostat cable at the condenser. Find the short. Don't just keep replacing fuses. Check the transformer. No 24 volts across RC at the board with a good fuse to suspect the transformer. Confirm line voltage into it 120 volts for 24 volts primary depending on the unit, and 24 volts out. Dead transformer often means the short took it out on units without a protective fuse. Check the safety switches in the 24 volts chain. A tripped condensate float switch opens the 24 volts and can blank a system powered stat, and it's frequently overlooked. Check the float, the blower door switch, and any other safety wired in series with R. Check the C wire and connections. A stat that powers up but reboots or drops Wi-Fi is often a C wire problem. No C landed, C broken, or the stat parasitically powering off Y/W and browning out when the call drops. Land a real C or add a common wire adapter/add a wire kit for steady power. What normal looks like. 24 volts at the stat, 24 to 28 VAC across RC. Below about 21 volts and stats get flaky/reboot. Low voltage fuse, intact 3 amps or 5 amps blade on the control board. Transformer, correct primary voltage in, 24 volts out. Float switch/safeties, closed continuity when normal. C wire, landed and providing steady common return for system powered/smart stats. Common faults and what they mean. Dead batteries, blank battery powered stat. Swap and confirm. Blown low voltage fuse, no 24 volts to the stat. Often the whole system dead too. A short on the low voltage wiring blew it. Find the rub through. Dead transformer, no 24 volts out with good line voltage and fuse. Usually the short killed it. Tripped float/open safety in series. Opens R, blanks a system powered stat. Clear the drain, reset. Missing/broken C wire smart stats. Boots then browns out. Loses Wi-Fi, drains batteries. Land a proper common. Failed thermostat. 24 volts present at the subbase, stat still dead. Replace it last. After confirming power, tech tips and gotchas. Batteries and the C wire solve most of these. Don't meter for 10 minutes before trying fresh batteries on a battery stat. Confirm 24 volts at the subbase before condemning the stat. No power to the stat means the fault is upstream. Replacing the stat fixes nothing. A blown fuse is a symptom of a short, not the disease. If it pops again, the short is usually a thermostat wire chewed through at the outdoor unit where the cable flexes. Check the float switch when the stat and system are dead. It's free to check and it's the answer more often than the transformer. No C smart stats are a recurring complaint magnet. Parasitic power off Y/W browns out when the call ends. Land a real C or use an add wire. Don't keep band-aiding it. Reversed/intermittent R or C at a screw terminal makes a stat that flickers and reboots. Wiggle test both ends. Safety/code notes. Verify line voltage is off. before working inside the furnace slash air handler control area if you must access primary wiring. The 24-volt side is safe to handle, but the transformer primary is line voltage. When you find a tripped float, fix the condensate drain so overflow protection works as intended per local mechanical slash plumbing code. Don't bypass a safety switch float door to keep the stat alive. Those interrupt the 24 volts for a reason.